the devil's advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we're back for the final moments of the afternoon. My name is Jim Santel. I'm sitting in for these final moments for Mike Crute, who is headed off here in Waukesha to do some additional broadcasting tonight, right there among the American public, our Wisconsin public, our Waukesha public. Looking forward very much to that as well. Before we talk more about things going on locally and statewide and nationwide, we always take phone calls. And so I promise Mike, as I'm sitting in the final moments here of the afternoon hour, that we'd take at least one or two phone calls, and we'll do that. I know, CJ, you've been sitting on the phone here patiently for a long time, wanted to chat with us about a particular subject matter that you have. Why don't you go ahead, CJ, and chat with us?
Well, thanks for taking my call, James. I do call a lot, and some of my friends and family call me the truth detective.
All right.
The devil's advocate.
So what truth do you want to share with us today, CJ?
You know, I'm interested. You're well aware of January 6th. I think it took January 6th for Democrats to care about crime. Because we can look in our own state street, Kenosha, as it burned. And Evers did nothing. So, I guess at this point, I really do. I wonder what will the Democrats run on? And then I have a specific question.
And that question would be what, CJ? You've got a specific question to ask about events in the public domain today.
You know, the grand jury for Sussman. I wonder if it'll be tainted and have high school kids that play on sports together. But regardless, John Durham got some very interesting information that I'd love to have your input on. Robbie Mook,
sure,
who said that it was tied to Hillary. She approved the plan to go ahead with false information, and she knew it, and the campaign knew about it. So I'm wondering if the devils will cover that information with the same, I guess, I don't know if it would be biased or unbiased, that you will with January 6th theater that's going to be put on.
And why don't we talk about non-bias in either direction? We'll talk about factual accuracy, right? So who is Robbie Mook? Robbie Mook is the former campaign director for the Clinton campaign, plainly a public figure in his own right. And as your listeners know, CJ, as you know as well, the reference points here are this. Not a grand jury, but it's a trial jury, obviously, that returned a verdict of not guilty as to Michael Sussman. A grand jury that previously had indicted, based upon Department of Justice presentations from John Durham, this fellow named Michael Sussman, who was an attorney either in his own right and also plainly on behalf of Democrats and sometimes the campaign itself, but came forward to the FBI with information about the Alpha Bank and about other things related to the Trump administration. And the point of the prosecution was that during the course of his discussion with one FBI agent as a part of that investigation, the allegation in the grand jury indictment, which the trial jury rejected, the allegation was that Sussman had committed a felony, had made a false statement about what? About who he represented. And the allegation was that, in fact, he represented the political side of the fence, maybe even the Clinton campaign, when, in fact, he maintained that he was there as a private citizen to offer this information about these connections between the Alpha Bank and the Trump campaign itself. We don't need to go into whether or not those specific allegations are true. History will write that down the road. What we do know in the end is that in the trial of this matter, there was testimony. Again, the trial ultimately, as I said, resulting in his acquittal. Basically, the jury, I think, saying, what are we doing here? Why is this a material false statement that should be in the federal court, prosecuted, admittedly, by an agent, by an officer, by an attorney of the Department of Justice, sent Mr. Sussman the message that, no, in fact, this is not a federal offense that you've committed, and so brought to a close that prosecution brought by John Durham. But along the way, Robbie Mook testifying about, again, things related to who made these decisions, if you will, for the disclosure and the decision, the approval, if you will, for information to be provided perhaps to the media about Alpha Bank, and providing some color along the way about communications between the media, among the staffers, and yes, indeed, some representation that the candidate herself was aware of the fact that the campaign was at least offering up this notion that there might be a connection here. I would offer to you, CJ, that in the interest of non-biased review of this, if there is some criminal matter related to that particular thing, certainly the Department of Justice looks at that. They look at things without partisan view. And again, I am having been with the department for 30-some years, politics doesn't enter into those kinds of things. You hear things about politics, and that's what this is all about. But if in fact there was a false statement made by Robbie Mook, if there was some other thing that was imputed to others based upon that testimony, we would hear about it. What we do know is what he testified to. And it is interesting grist for further conversation. I would also offer that, you know what, as a part of politics in the 21st century, this kind of thing happens all the time. It is unfortunate. I probably agree with you in many ways, CJ, that it is unfortunate that our politics have gotten to the point where we do, in fact, look for things to discredit our opposing candidate. And those things can sometimes be real, sometimes have substance to them, sometimes have some real validity that go to your credibility and your electability, and other times do not. And there's no doubt that politics at a local level, a state level, and at a federal level often partakes of that. I would offer, based upon what I have seen in the media, again, I don't know anything more than you do, CJ, and others out there, that this representation, this testimony inside the Sussman trial that Robbie Mook gave is in that nature. That is describing kind of the inside baseball, if you will, about what political campaigns, in this case the Clinton campaign, may have done in connection with trying to articulate some other positions out there. And so, CJ, we appreciate your call. Look forward to talking with you down the road as well. As we move into our final minutes here, too, wanted to offer once again this invitation to all of our listeners this afternoon to join me again tomorrow morning. I'm going to be right back here in the Waukesha studio. We've got a program that's going to spend 2 hours, one of them addressing the specific kinds of news events. They're going to be legal. They're going to be government related, as CJ's question just indicated. Maybe sometimes brushing on politics as well. Hard to separate those things out. And then in the second hour, we're going to do a deeper dive in at least one of those, if not more of those issues. Needless to say, tomorrow we're going to be chatting an awful lot about guns, not just the things that you see in the media, but also we're going to be chatting about what the United States Supreme Court sometime in this month, maybe early next, is going to tell us in a case coming out of New York. The Supreme Court's perched to give us some additional insight into what the Second Amendment means. We're going to chat more about that. We're going to talk about a case authored by Antonin Scalia many years ago that gives us the predicate for that. And then take your phone calls throughout the tomorrow morning. We're going to be looking forward to all of that. It's a show that hopefully will attract your interest if you have interest, and I suspect all of you do, in those kinds of things. Very important, encouraging you very much to call in as CJ did today. We're going to be doing that tomorrow morning. But right now we're going to take another break and come back and do the final minutes of the afternoon here on The Devil's Advocate.
With you people. Now you're gonna hear about it.
Don't mess with the devil, buddy.